In the year since George Floyd was murdered, 33 school districts have eliminated police known as school resource officers. That's according to Education Week. And Chicago and Los Angeles have significantly cut funding for their school policing programs. We'll check in with the executive director of the National Association of School Resource Officers in a minute. But first, let's bring in Kaya Davis. She's an incoming junior at Logan High School in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and a co-leader of the Black Student Leaders Group there. Kaya, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, thank you for introducing me.
Well, there are 5 school resource officers in La Crosse Middle School and high schools. Mm-hmm. When you see them in your high school, how do you feel?
Very intimidated, and a lot of times I feel like I'm under attack and that I need to protect myself. And they are not people that I feel comfortable talking to when something happens. I don't feel comfortable being around. I don't feel comfortable if a situation happens and they're sent up. Like, it's at a point where they have become more a threat than a protector for the Black students. I mean, and students that are minorities in our school.
Tell us more about that experience. You say you feel like you have to protect yourself. In what ways?
By making sure that I'm not too loud, making sure that I'm following society's rules as a Black woman so that I'm not looked at as a threat. And a lot of times that's just watching what I say or watching myself or not wearing my hood or just the small things that, of course, make the officer feel intimidated.
Kaya, you mentioned feeling unsafe. Can you give us an example?
Yeah, there's been times where a situation may happen and our school sends up a resource officer. And when the resource officer came upstairs, he was holding his gun while talking to us. And we've told the superintendent, we've told the principal, I mean, we've told the community about how unsafe we feel when they come and they're talking to us while holding their gun. So it's a really, really big problem. As a Black student, I've watched my people get killed every single day. And for me to be in my school building and he's holding his gun while he's talking to me, it's very intimidating and very traumatizing.
Maybe we should back up just a moment, Kaya, and talk about the role that the officers play in your school. Mm-hmm. They're serving as protectors, but you're saying they're also serving as police officers, policing students in the halls and different things like that. Can you give me some examples of that?
Yeah, I mean, let's say that there's a student and they're having a hard time with attendance. Giving them a ticket only makes the situation worse, you know? I mean, you never know what someone's going through at home. And so for these resource officers to hand out tickets when you don't know the situation, I mean, no questions asked. It's just, oh, will you get a ticket? I mean, it sets a tone. It makes it where, why would I want to have a relationship with the same person that is giving me tickets?
Well, La Crosse School Superintendent Dr. Aaron Engel is wrapping up this year-long review of its school resource officer program. One of the main criticisms is that these officers disproportionately police students of color. This is the experience that I'm hearing from you that you're having. As a co-leader of the Black Student Leaders Group, what do you want done?
I believe that there is no place for SROs in our school. Our school is supposed to be a safe place for all. And if we are going to have resources or counselors or people that can help students, that resource should be available for all students, not certain students of certain races. And how I see it is we need more counselors. We need restorative justice circles. We need to actually communicate our problems without force or anger or violence.
Kaya, the La Crosse superintendent is expected to present his findings to that year-long review by November. You're asking that the district do away with school resource officers, but if they don't do that, if they don't take that action, how would you like to see school resource officers used within the school?
To be honest, there isn't any way, because the whole relationship with the police department and the Black community has been shattered.
Kaya Davis is a junior at Logan High School in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and co-leader of the Black Student Leaders Group there. Kaya, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's bring in Mo Kennedy now. He's executive director of the National Association of School Resource Officers. He's a former police officer and also a former school resource officer, too. And Mo, what is your response when you hear that strong reaction that school resource officers provoke in students like Kaya?
I certainly am sorry to hear that she has had that kind of situation. As a former officer, I realize exactly how that goes. I think that, you know, one of the important things here, though, is when we get past those perceptions, that the bottom line and the way we train officers, the ones that come to our training, is about the importance of relationships and effective relationships. And so, you know, as opposed to, you know, a situation that might be described of an officer sort of standing guard, this is all predicated on the SRO being carefully selected, specifically trained, and properly equipped.
Mo, I am really struck. I just want to go back because I'm really struck at some of the things that Kaya told us. She says that the school resource officers have no relationship with the students. She wouldn't go to them for advice or for mentoring. Do you understand the challenge and some of the concerns that Kaya and others have with just the presence, that kind of presence of an officer policing a school would have on their thoughts about whether or not they feel safe with the officers in the building?
Sure, I understand the issues around those perceptions. There's no question about that. We don't train all the officers. I wish we did. But, you know, we talk about this in our training in terms just of body language. In a school environment, we talk about you have got to work on having a more open approach to students. So we have to be fully aware of where our hands are, what our body language is like with everyone across the board.
Why should SROs carry guns?
Well, I think that they're, first of all, they're law enforcement officers. Quite frankly, there are violent incidents that have occurred in schools where SROs have actually, thankfully because they had a firearm and were trained well on how to use it, have been able to stop those incidents before loss of life. And I think we have to be aware that the role of a law enforcement officer doesn't stop at the door of a schoolhouse, but we've got to specifically train officers how to be effective in that environment in the right way.
I'm just curious from you, that from the research or the data that you've seen, or from the sentiment that you've heard, do you feel that you hear about the complaints around school resource officers more from communities of color than from white school districts?
I think that's a 100% accurate statement. And here's the thing. I don't dismiss it because of that. I think that our organization looks at it from a standpoint of how can we help that? How can we reckon with the issue of there is a disconnect in many communities, certainly communities of color, between those communities and law enforcement. And that has unfortunately happened over many decades. But we somewhere along the way have got to lay a foundation for correcting that. And I see it in small pieces of data we get that there are places where SROs are doing that job the right way and understanding and learning how to better engage with all students across the board and build those relationships that hopefully will set well with them and build that foundation into their early adulthood.
That's Mo Kennedy, Executive Director of the National Association of School Resource Officers. Mo, thank you so much for this conversation.
Thank you, Tanya. I enjoyed being with you.